Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. Dallas Willard said, "I will not be a pastor of a church that do not have a program of Bible memorization in it, because Bible memorization is a fundamental way of filling our minds with what they need." The scripture verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 in the King James Version. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Let's say that again. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Let's say that one last time. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray that you will please protect us through fire and through water and through trials and through tribulations. I pray that you will please be with all the people who are being affected by the hurricanes and earthquakes across the world. I pray that all people will come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and hide your word in their hearts. Amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will." Until next time, God bless you.